With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is on the wrong track by hitting at price controls to crack down on gouging.
Senator Vance says price controls have been tried before.
It fails every time it happens.
He says one of the first effects is always shortages.
You're not able to buy flour. You're not able to buy eggs in the grocery store.
As for any greedy companies that seek to jack up their prices,
the way to solve that issue, Hugh, is competitive market.
But Vance told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt show that Harris favors regulations and green policies bound to stifle the very competition that would keep prices in check. Bob Agner reporting.
The Balkans have endured a record hot summer.
A Belgrade resident described the intense heat they've endured over the past few months. This summer was too hot. You couldn't walk in the city. It was only pleasant when you could swim in Ada Lake. It was too hot. It was like a tropical summer, like we live in Africa and not in Europe. The region in Southeast Europe is used to hot summers, but previous records were broken this year with repeated heat waves and an almost totally dry July and August. Hot weather in the Balkans has dried out rivers in Bosnia and Serbia. There have also been raging forest fires in Croatia, North Macedonia, and Albania. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A relative of the Georgia high school shooting suspect says the teen's mother called the school before the killings. Annie Brown, the suspect's aunt, telling the Washington Post his mother called Appalachian High School about 30 minutes before the Wednesday shooting to warn them of an emergency involving her son. A year after a deadly earthquake struck Morocco's High Atlas Mountains, reconstruction efforts are moving slowly. Rubble remains in the streets of many of the region's towns and villages. This is SRN News. The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed that their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester school district student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during school hours. The court says the plaintiff failed to show that the school policy infringes on a fundamental parenting right. An Australian pastor is in trouble for refusing to allow a pagan ceremony at his religious conferences. Dave Pellow has been called before the Queensland Human Rights Commission for violating an Australian law that requires all major gatherings to include an Aboriginal smoking ceremony. Pellow says he doesn't want pagan ceremonies at his Christian events and is prepared to go to jail if the state wants to force the issue. The Australian Constitution does protect religious freedom, but not as broadly as the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. Correspondent Mike Hempen reporting on an egg recall following a salmonella outbreak.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 65 people in 9 states have been infected, including 42 in Wisconsin. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. The recall includes all egg types in containers labeled Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there had been 24 hospitalizations and no deaths as of Friday. Wisconsin health officials advise anyone who ate the eggs and is experiencing symptoms to contact a health care provider. I'm Mike Hempen.
A New York City mural honoring ancient and modern figures in medicine might have to be trashed. Medical research through the ages has been in the Pfizer building in Manhattan since 1961, but Pfizer's moving out. And apartments are going in and nobody wants it. This is SRN News.